September 16, 1899 effects and value of suffering only for God. This morning my adorable Jesus came, and since I feared it might be the devil, I said to him, "Allow me to sign your forehead with the cross." And in the very act of saying this I signed him, and so I remained more reassured and tranquil. Now, blessed Jesus seemed tired, and wanted to rest in me, and since I too felt tired from the sufferings of the past days, especially because of his very few visits, I felt the necessity to rest in him. So, after arguing for a little while together, he told me, "The life of the heart is love. I am like an infirmed person who is burning with fever, and keeps looking for refreshment, for a relief, from the fire that devours him. My fever is love. But from where do I extract the refreshments and the reliefs which are most suitable for the fire that consumes me? From the pains and toils suffered by souls beloved to me, only for love of me. Many times I wait and wait for that moment in which the soul turns to me to tell me, 'Lord, only for love of you do I want to suffer this pain.' Ah, yes, these are the reliefs and refreshments most suitable for me, which cheer me and dampen the fire that consumes me." After this, he threw himself into my arms, languishing, in order to rest. While Jesus was resting, I understood many things about the words he had spoken, especially about suffering for love of him. Oh, coin of inestimable value! If all of us knew it, we would compete with one another to suffer more. But I believe we are all short-sighted in knowing this coin so precious, and this is why one does not reach the knowledge of it.